It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Well, on Tuesday nights, we were in the Big 7 League, and here on Friday here on KNCA, we have a matchup inside the Northeast Kansas League, as it's the Chargers taking on the Chargers as Horton plays host to Jefferson County North. Good evening from Horton High School. Brandon Tamman with you. Colin Felkamp is our studio producer as we get set for the girls' contest here in just a matter of moments, and the boys will follow in the nightcap of the doubleheader. So, again, we got Horton and Jefferson County North, and our pregame coverage, it is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and also top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University, it is the place to be. You can find out more by going online at kwu.edu. Again, Colin in studio, Brandon with you. Thanks so much for hanging with us and making us a part of your Friday night adventures. Well, the girls' game getting ready to tip off here momentarily. It's Horton and JCN. Let's talk about both of these teams for a minute. And we'll start with the road team tonight in Jefferson County North. Chargers, two games in. They have one win and one loss. They're coming off a defeat last Friday, or I should say on Tuesday night, beg your pardon. They lost at home to Moorhill Mount Academy by 10. That final was 50-40. And then last week in their season opener, they won a close one at Pleasant Ridge. That final 37-36. For the Horton Lady Chargers here on the other side, they are also 1-1 under their first-year head coach in Gary Sorensen. Of course, if you're from the area, you know Gary. He has coached a long time. Took some time off, but he is back on the sideline coaching the Chargers of Horton, who are off to a 1-1 start. They won their season opener last week at McLeod. That was a 57-33 final. And then Tuesday this week, they lost here at home to Valley Falls. That final was 52-30. Getting set for the starting lineups and the tip-off here momentarily. As this Horton team last year, 4-17, they won just two league games. And for Jefferson County North, they have won double-digit games in each of the last five seasons, going 13-8 a year ago. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. And we'll start with the road team, as always, Jefferson County North, under head coach Steve Knoll. They go like this. Riley Thompson in the backcourt. She is a guard, and she is a sophomore. Clara Johnson's a senior guard, 7.5 points per game a year ago, 8.5 points per game through the first two here in 2023. Taylor Schrick is a freshman guard. She is in the backcourt. And then two post players. You got Abby Laird, a senior, averaging a double-double through the first two at 13.5 points per game, 11.5 rebounds per game, and senior Emily Langley, 7.5 points per game and 5 rebounds per contest as well. So again, for JCN and head coach Steve Knoll, it's Riley Thompson, Clara Johnson, Taylor Schrick, Abby Laird, and Emily Langley. For Gary Sorensen's Horton Chargers, one win and one loss, they're going to go like this. Carly Hutzlitz is a junior guard in the backcourt, leading scorer at over 15 points per game. A freshman, Bobby Benker, in the starting lineup at over 3 points per game. Also over 3 points per game is junior guard Piper Chartier. And you also have freshman Marlissa Banks, averaging over 11 points per game through the first two. And you also have JoJo Switch. She is a sophomore in the starting lineup here for Gary Sorensen and company. So again, for Horton tonight, it is Carly Hutcliffe, Bobby Becker, Piper Chartier, Marlissa Banks, and JoJo Switch. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. The tip-off is coming your way next here on KNZA.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello, this is Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate. Although home values and interest rates have increased, there is still buyer demand. Life circumstances change and people still need to buy and sell property. As interest rates have increased from historical lows, the current rate reflects nearly the 30-year average of 7.74%. Being prepared to know your buying power will help you move quickly. Consult with a realtor at Kellerman Real Estate to consider if now is a good time to buy or sell. At Kellerman Real Estate, we live, work, and play where you do.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network sports director, Brandon Tadman.
Colin Belkamp, our studio producer here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tadman with you from Horton High School. Chargers and Chargers, as Horton plays host to Jefferson County North inside the Northeast Kansas League here tonight. Chargers of JCN in the road green uniforms. The Chargers of Horton in the home white uniforms. Horton will go left to right. JCN from right to left. An EKL showdown here tonight on KNCA. Girls up first. Boys will follow. Here's the tip. And it's pushed to the left side of the floor. And it's picked up by JCN and the senior Clara Johnson. And we are underway. Horton starting out in a zone defense here tonight. They quickly go inside to Laird. Good help side defense pushed out of bounds by Hutfliss. And JCN will have it and throw it in near side with the sophomore Riley Thompson. Chargers coming off a 10-point loss to Moorhill Mounts Academy. They go quickly inside to Langley. Tried to bank shot high off the window. No good. Offensive rebound is stuck back up and missed as well by Laird. And the second chance, no good there. Rebound for Horton. And now Horton getting their first possession as Chartier pushing it into the front court from left to right. JCN going man-to-man here early. Chartier had it left wing, and it's knocked away. Bodies hit the floor, and we get a tie up here. Not quite 40 seconds in, and the possession arrow will keep it here with Horton. Horton coming off a loss to Valley Falls. They lost by 22 on Tuesday night here at home. That final 52-30. They beat McLouth in their season opener last week. There's a turnover into the backcourt. JCN trying to push the tempo. And that's going to be Riley Thompson being called for a carry. Pushing that with a two-on-one break. JCN had some numbers and the advantage in transition. But both teams go back-to-back via the turnover. Still no score. 50 seconds and counting into this game. Horton getting it into the front court here. Here's Marlissa Banks with the basketball. They get it up top. This is Huntfliss. Now off to Chartier. Chartier nearly had it knocked away again, but settles. Now Laird coming away with a steal. Second turnover by Horton. Laird wants to go coast to coast. Layup no, but a foul is going to be called. And two free throws coming up here for the senior post in Abby Laird. And they get the foul on JoJo Switch for Horton. The first foul tonight. How about the start for the All-State honorable mention selection a year ago in Abby Laird, and she buries the first free throw. And JCN on the board first, 1-0. Abby is a 59% free throw shooter, averaging a double-double so far. Over 13 points, 11 rebounds. She's got a smooth stroke. The charity stripe, she goes 2-for-2, and JCN out to the 2-0 lead. A couple of early turnovers here for Horton. As Chartier works it into the front court from left to right, down the middle. Left side it goes to Banks, the freshman. Nearly had it taken away from her. Now here is a nice bounce pass inside, but a missed layup and a foul. Good extra pass, and Bobby Becker, the freshman, had a chance underneath for two. Instead, no good, but a foul called. It'll be JCN's first foul. And it's on the freshman in Taylor Schrick. And here's another freshman again, Bobby Becker, to shoot two. And it hits the rim twice and falls off no. And she'll try to go 1-for-2 here. If she can hit the second. She had 4 points in that first game against McLeod, had three on Tuesday against Valley Falls. Freshman again lying it up, teeing it up, and that one is strong, no good, nearly banked it in, and a rebound off the miss by Emily Langley. 2-0 Jefferson County North. We're a minute and a half into this one. There's an air ball on a left corner jump shot, chasing it all the way into the corner for Horton, and grabbing that miss is JoJo Switch. Horton trying to tie the game, potentially take the lead on a three ball. Up top it goes. Here's Hutfliss. She'll try a three, missed everything but backboard. And it gets ricocheted here to the near side. And Clara Johnson has the miss, pushing into the paint. Little floater with the right hand, rattles in and out, battling for the rebound. You got about nine bodies in the paint just fighting for it. And it's going to be a whistle and a tie-up. Possession arrow going to keep it with Jefferson County North. And we get our first sub of the game for JCN. This is going to be Gwen Blattner, a freshman. The first off the bench here for head coach Steve Knoll. JCN with a 2-0 lead to the free throw line with Schrick. Left side, three ball, Clara Johnson off the heel, no. And a rebound for Horton and Carly Huntless pushing the tempo. And a shot in transition is no good, but a foul's going to be called. And Chartier is going to head to the free throw line for a couple of shots here. Chance to tie the game, still 2-0. And they get the JCN foul on the senior Clara Johnson. And it's team foul number two. Here's Piper Chartier, 3.5 points per game through the first two. And she hits the first free throw. And Horton is on the board. It's a 2-1 JCN lead. 5:47 left in this opening quarter. Both teams entering tonight with a record of 1-1. And that second free throw is an air ball. And so far, Horton is 1-for-4 at the free throw line. The JCN gets it back, no pressure. Horton drops back into a 1-3-1 zone. Chartier going to pick up the ball handler right across midcourt. Left side it goes to Thompson. Now into the corner it goes. Johnson a three, and it is good. The senior Clara Johnson buries a downtown left corner triple, and JCN out to a 5-1 advantage. Here's Banks driving in and lost the handle in transition, pushing the tempo. And that is Horton's third turnover here of the game so far. Well, Horton averaging 43.5 points per game through the first two. Jefferson County North, they are averaging south of just 39 points per game. A 5-1 lead for JCN, not quite 3 minutes in. Here's Langley at the top of the circle. Left side, they leave Johnson open again. This time she can't connect on that same spot from the corner three. And a rebound for Horton and JoJo Switch. JCN also backing up the defense here. Chartier into the front court. Right side pass, it goes to the freshman Becker. Up top now to Switch. Left side, it's Chartier. A triple, that's an air ball. And right place, right time for that rebound is the freshman and Taylor Schrick. JCN pushing the tempo, looking for Langley inside. Deflected out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Jefferson County North as Laird comes back in. Replacing Langley, senior for senior here. JCN to throw it in underneath with the sophomore Riley Thompson. Thompson holding it high. Chest pass into the corner. Johnson again tries. Left a three short. Offensive rebound for Schrick, though. Now bouncing it inside to Laird. Had it blocked from behind, but they call the foul. And Laird will go to the free throw line to shoot two. They get Bobby Becker, the freshman, with her first foul. Behind Laird, trying to block that shot. Got a little body with it. And Laird, with 2 points here early, both at the stripe, tries again, and she is 3-for-3 at the line here so far. And just like that, a 6-1 advantage here for Jefferson at County North. We're at 4:36 to go in this opening quarter. Boy, Laird, great start at the line. She is 4-for-4. Karina Johnson, a freshman, is into the game for Jefferson at County North. We also see another freshman in Carly Porter. And now they'll show a 2-2-1 press. Does JCN with a 7-1 advantage here. And Horton couldn't get it across midcourt. They turn it over for a fourth time. It's thrown away here to the crowd in the near side. Here is Johnson to throw it in. This is Karina, left side into the corner with Porter. Karina Johnson again gets it back up top. Now to Thompson, right side. Laird, too much muscle inside. She'll get her own miss. Up and in on a second chance. And it's an and-one opportunity for Abby Laird, who's off to a scorching start here in the first quarter. It's now 9-1 JCN and a chance for three. They get the foul on Marlissa Banks. That is her first, and we're going to get a timeout. Gary Sorensen has seen enough here early, and JCN out to a scorching start, 9-1 at about 4.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Our timeouts, of course, always brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Colin Feldkamp in studio. Brandon Tammet with you. The other Northeast Kansas League matchups here tonight as we continue on through the early portions of this basketball season. Jefferson County North here at Horton, of course. Elsewhere, Pleasant Ridge. They are at Jackson Heights. That on the Cobra Channel at MSCSports.net. Moore Hill Mount Academy. They're at Oskaloosa. And McLeod is hosting Valley Falls. Here's already the fifth free throw attempt for Abby Laird. She left this one short, couldn't get the three-point play. And a rebound for JoJo Switch. And Horton down 9-1 here to Jefferson County North. They get a good entry pass inside, but missing the shot. And another rebound for Abby Laird. 6 points and three rebounds for her here early. And now an entry pass in for Karina Johnson. And that one is ripped away by Chartier. Second turnover by JCN. Here's Banks making a move. Gets a shot up through some trees and traffic and got it to go. Marlissa Banks, the freshman, for two. And a much-needed bucket there. First field goal for Horton. And now Chartier in the backcourt getting a pick. Wants to go coast-to-coast. She'll take it all the way. Missing the layup, but a foul. So Piper Chartier getting a steal at midcourt. Couldn't quite get the layup to fall, but a foul on Jefferson County North. And they get Riley Thompson with her first, and both teams with three fouls apiece here in the first quarter. 3:44 left. Chartier to shoot two, and the first is good. And she's got two. She's now 2 for 3 at the line, and it's 9-4 Jefferson County North. Underclassmen are out, except for Karina Johnson, as Taylor Schrick, a starter, back into the game. Joining Laird, Langley, and also Johnson as the second free throw gets the kind shooter's touch. And a 3-for-4 start at the line for the junior, Piper Chartier. 9-5, a 4-point Jefferson County North lead at 3:40 to go in this first quarter. Here's Karina Johnson, left side pass. Good entry into Langley, but a good deflection as it's knocked away and out of bounds by Carly Hutfliss. JCN won both meetings last year against Horton, 56-32 and then 44-33. Freshman Karina Johnson trying to throw it in over the freshman Marlissa Banks, and Banks won that battle, tipping it out of play. Johnson again will try it, trying to throw it to Laird, and Laird gets it, throws up a wild shot with contact, no good, and a second chance up and in by the senior Emily Langley, who was on the board. 11-5, and now it's picked off. Another turnover by Horton. Layup in traffic off the window, and it falls through. Clara Johnson now with 5, and an and-one opportunity for the senior. Fourth team foul against Horton. 5 turnovers here in the quarter by Horton. And they get the foul here on Chartier. That is her first, and a miss on the free throw, and then a jump ball after the rebound was pulled down by Huntfliss, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Horton. A 13-5 Jefferson County North lead. 3:14 to go in this first quarter. Horton facing some pressure here, but Banks with a lot of speed, sidestepping Laird, blocked, and they're going to say it's on the floor. It was nearly an and one. But they will say it's on the floor. Team foul number 4. So the rest of this quarter, which we got 3:08 to go, it's going to be bonus time for both teams. They get the foul on Laird. That is her first. So Horton to throw it in left side. They dump it down to Switch, and she is fouled by Laird. And that's a big foul. Quickly a second picked up by the senior forward and Abby Laird. And that's going to bring up a substitution here as JoJo Switch is going to shoot two for Horton. Sophomore JoJo Switch, looking for her first points here tonight. Scored 5 in the game against McLeod. Did not score on Tuesday against Valley Falls. High off the heel, and it falls through. First point tonight for JoJo Switch. Laird has to come out with 2 fouls. And that's a big second pickup there for Laird, who's going to have to take a seat. 13-6, and the second nearly banked in, and Banks tying up Johnson underneath after she grabbed the rebound, forcing a jump ball, but JCN will still have the possession. It is a 13-6 Jefferson County North lead at 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. JCN working it into the front court. They go inside on Langley, shot up over Banks, no. Battling, tipped around, and getting an offensive rebound. Another chance, no. Third chance, no again. And multiple opportunities inside for the freshman, Taylor Schrick, but could not convert after grabbing 2 offensive rebounds there after the missed shot by Langley. And now across midcourt, that's going to be a turnover by Horton. Number 6 here in the frame, they call carry on the freshman, Marlissa Banks. 2:40 to go in the quarter. 13-6 our score, Jefferson County North. And walking it into the front court is the freshman and Schrick. A lot of underclassmen for both of these teams, scattered up and down the rosters. Here's Langley, though, one of the few seniors playing. Nice pass to Clara Johnson from the right elbow. Couldn't connect on a jumper. And Horton collects the miss. And will push it into the front court. Chartier, left side pass to Banks. Switch on the block. Turning, firing, and had it taken away. Picking that pass off, Clara Johnson. Now Johnson to Langley, layup good. Nicely done and balanced by the senior Langley. She's got 4. 15-6, largest lead here for JCN. Right side pass to Bobby Becker. Chartier thought about a 3. Ball fakes, now works towards the corner. Dumping it inside. Huffless turnaround, a good look, but could not connect. And deflected out of bounds, and it'll go back to JCN. Here comes Carly Porter back into the game. A freshman replacing a freshman in Taylor Schrick. 15-6, Jefferson County North, 1:45 and counting, first period. Here's Riley Thompson, the sophomore, across the midcourt stripe. Left side pass, it goes to Clara Johnson, who gets to the elbow. Bouncing it back to Thompson, skips it near side, jumping up to grab that one is Blattner, who just checked back in. Now it's Clara Johnson, a little fadeaway Jay, misfiring, and a battle for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball, and the possession arrow back to Horton, as Carly Porter nabbed that miss for JCN. But unable to get out of that group of hands that tied it up and got Horton the possession back. We've got 80 seconds left in this first quarter. 15-6, Jefferson County North. Nice back down, little turnaround, left it short. That switch trying to fight for her own rebound and another jump ball. Good battle there between Blattner and Switch. And once again, another jump ball. It goes back to JCN. So here is the senior, Clara Johnson. She's got 5 in the quarter. Has it at the top of the key. Right side pass to Riley Thompson. It's a long 2. Nearly banked it in from the right corner. And then an offensive rebound. Stick back try, no. And Clara Johnson working hard on the glass. She will shoot 2 with a minute to go. Check the Horton foul. There were 3 white jerseys in there. And they get it on Chartier. Big foul. That's her 2nd. And Clara Johnson's 1st, rattled at home. Clara Johnson, 8.5 points per game so far through the first 2, and she's got 6 here already in the first 7 minutes of this game. Both teams at 5 fouls apiece in the quarter. The 10-point lead for JCN, 2nd, high off the heel, hits the rim twice, and it falls off, and a rebound for Horton, this one by Hutfliss, that's her 4th of the quarter. And that's going to be a travel by Hutfliss as she worked it across midcourt, kind of prematurely picked up the dribble, and then took 2 extra steps with it. And turnovers have really hurt Horton here early. Make it 8 in the quarter. JCN with a 10-point advantage at 16-6 at now 50 seconds to go in the frame. Horton sitting back in his own defense, 1-3-1, nice backdoor cut and pass, but nearly going out of bounds. Blattner able to save it. Blattner gets it back in the corner. Long 2 on the way. Front rim, no. Rebound for Horton. Nice job by Switch there to grab that miss. So now 30 seconds to go. Horton walks it across midcourt with Chartier. Left side pass to switch on the wing. Into the corner it goes with Hutless. Down to 20 seconds. Puts it on the dribble a couple times to her right. Hands it off to Chartier. Now to the free throw line with Cummins. Now at top of the key, three is nearly banked in. Switch grabbing an offensive rebound through some green jerseys and muscles one up and in. JoJo Switch makes it 16-8. Final few seconds here. Cross midcourt, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here's a desperation shot at the buzzer, no. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Good job by JoJo Switch to get her first field goal. Cut the deficit to 8 after 8 minutes of play. Here from Horton High School, girls game after one. It is Jefferson County North, 16, and Horton 8. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Girls game getting ready to start the second quarter. Northeast Kansas League action here on KNCA. Colin in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Horton and Jefferson County North. And JCN, a 16-8 advantage here on the road. Horton to start the second quarter with the ball. They get a nice look inside, but missing the shot is Huntless. Clearing that miss is Langley for JCN. Here's Clara Johnson to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Riley Thompson. Looking for Langley inside. Knocked away. Good defense by Banks. Now Clara Johnson, a little fade away from the block, and it's nothing but nylon. Difficult finish for Clara Johnson, who's got 8 here in the first half, and the lead back to 10 at 18-8. Now JCN showing some pressure into the full court here. They do break that pressure, nearly get a good look inside, and got a shot up, but it was partially blocked, and Riley Thompson the rebound, the sophomore pushing the tempo for JCN. Here's a freshman in Schrick up top to the sophomore Thompson. They want Langley on the left block. Good kick. Here's Clara Johnson. Thought about a three. Turns it down in the paint. Langley again. Turn around through traffic. Not this time. She hit it high off the arc. And it falls, deflected out of bounds, and it goes back to Horton. So a good look for the senior, Emily Langley. And Abby Laird, who is one of the best players in this league, picked up 2 fouls in the first quarter. Still on the bench for JCN. 2-on-1 break after breaking the press. Nice pass. Easy layup there. It's perfectly done by Horton, and it's Bobby Becker on the board for her first basket. Makes it 18-10. Well, if you break the pressure, get it across midcourt, you have numbers, and this time JCN does the same thing right back. They get it up the floor quickly, and Schrick for two. That's her first bucket, and it's 20-10. JCN by 10, coming up on 90 seconds into this second quarter. Here's Banks, the freshman, head of steam into the front court. Little fadeaway J inside is off the 10, no, and a rebound for JCN. Here is Johnson. Johnson into the paint, quickly tied up. This should be a jump ball. Good defense by Horton's JoJo Switch. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with JCN. I mentioned Abby Laird, who picked up a couple fouls early. She enters back into the game. And so does the freshman, Carly Porter. Here is Porter to throw it in. 20-10, JCN. They go right side. Here is Schrick, the freshman, and then dumps it down inside. Beautiful fake, and Langley finishing at the rim for two. Largest lead for Jefferson County North here in the first half at 12 at 22-10. Here is Banks, a left wing three, high arcing. It's off the front rim, battling for the rebound, and now pushed out here near side and deflected out of bounds, and I think Horton's going to keep it here. It was last touched by Laird. Oh, they changed the call. It's going to be Jefferson County North ball. So JCN getting the ball back. 2 minutes in, 6 to go in the second quarter. JCN with a 22-10 lead here on the road. Here's Laird inside on the block through traffic and muscles her way up and in. Two more for Abby Laird. She's got 8.5. It's 24-10. Jefferson County North in control. Here's Banks, the freshman, near side, throws it across the midcourt stripe. Hutfliss gets it. Now to Chartier, left side. Fakes a handoff to Banks, now works it back to the top of the key. Now Banks getting a touch left wing. They go inside, switch, guarded by Langley, rejected by Langley. And she grabs that miss off the block. Too much height inside with Langley on switch. Jefferson County North leading by 2 touchdowns. 24-10 is our score. Now Laird, left block, turns to her right. That one partially blocked. Good defense by the freshman, Bobby Becker. Got a hand on that one. Now slowing the tempo here is Horton. Into the front court from left to right at Chartier. Now they dump it down inside to Hutfliss. Little turnaround, nearly banked it in, but no. And fighting for the rebound, pulled away by Clara Johnson. Up the floor, tried to find Langley, who was leaking. And the pass just airmails out of bounds. So Horton avoiding a little bit of a disaster there. Could have been an easy two for JCN, but the pass goes out of bounds. And that's now 5 turnovers in the half for Jefferson County North. And not sure, a little stoppage of play here. Here comes a substitution. Kind of a late sub here as Hutfliss is going to go out. The freshman Cheyenne Cummins is back into the game. Here's that pressure by JCN. Chartier dumps a pass into the front court with Becker. She'll drive in and looking for Banks. Pulls it away. High shot. No. And the miss for Jefferson County North, collected by Laird. Laird up the floor quickly. And a lot of movement there. Do they call a foul and an and one? I think they do. I think Carly Porter has an and one. I thought they could have got her for a travel, but I think that basket is going to count. The freshman, Carly Porter, makes it 26-10. And Chartier picks up her third foul. Porter's free throw, not there, but an offensive rebound. Laird again off the miss, and she banks it in. Abby Laird just too much muscle inside, and it's 28-10, JCN. Banks into the front court. That could be a charge, and now Laird taking it on the defensive end. Abby Laird doing it all for Jefferson County North. They'll get Banks with the foul. That'll be her second. We got 4:20 to go in the half. 28-10, the Jefferson County North lead. They have a 12-2 advantage here in this second quarter. I feel like both girls and boys, when you talk about the Northeast Kansas League here this season for 23-24, I think it is very wide open on both sides. This JCN team certainly can compete and be in that upper top two or three tier of this league this season. There's a turnover, a steal there by Hutfliss. Nicely done in red there. Gets it into the front court. Becker bouncing it far side, up top to Banks. Now good. Dump down pass inside to Hutfliss, who fights through a couple defenders, gets her own miss, throws another one up, no, and still tipped around, and chasing this one in the corner here is Becker to keep this one alive, and now it's thrown away. Another turnover by Horton. That's really been hurting him here in this first half. Here's Schrick. Left side it goes to Karina Johnson. Schrick back again, working it into the right corner, pushed out there by Switch. Back to Johnson, works it to the top of the key. Laird, nice big-to-big pass. Laird, the assist. Langley from the right block for two. And Langley now with 8 points. It is 30-10. It's a 20-point JCN lead. Good defense by Laird, missing a shot inside, trying to fight for the rebound. Laird hits the floor, but Banks coming away with it. Drives in, lays it up off the window. Much needed there. Marlissa Banks now with 4. Makes it 30-12. Now 3:05 and counting to go in this first half. Riley Thompson, front court. Karina Johnson in the corner. Long two, swish. The freshman, Karina Johnson, a 19-foot-2 left corner. Just inside the three-point line. That's her first bucket tonight. Makes it 32-12. Lead back to 20 here in this first half. Been a dominant second quarter. Now Banks tries a deep straight on three. Just barely grazed iron. And it's knocked out of bounds. And JCN will get the basketball back. dominating the quarter. Laird's going to get a breather. Cummins back into the game here for the Chargers of Horton. So JCN, they have been dominating this second. They have dominated the rebounding numbers as well. You got Langley and Laird, by far and away the best 1-2 post combo probably in this NEKL this season. Here's Schrick, left side pass. This is Clara Johnson. Now Langley dumping it in. Good extra pass. Clara Johnson again for three. She left it short. It was a great look. Good box out here for Cummins, the freshman, to grab that miss. And at 2:15 to go in the second quarter, Horton with it, down 20. It is 32-12 in favor of JCN. Here's Becker with it, bouncing one inside to Hutfliss, turning, and she's called for a travel. 11 first-half turnovers for Horton as Marlissa Banks, a freshman, back into the game here for Gary Sorensen and crew. What a story. Gary Sorensen back on the sideline coaching Horton. He took 11 years off and has 24 years under his belt as a head coach. Of course, coached the Royal Valley girls at one time for 6 years, and then the ACCHS and Jackson Heights boys combined there for roughly 17 years. Back here coaching Horton after a break. JCN with the basketball, deflected pass out of bounds, 1:51 to go in the half. It is 32-12, JCN. Here's Claire Johnson in the corner, Laird at the elbow, and she is fouled. Third team foul against Horton in the quarter. Still one foul to give. They call it on Hutfliss. That is her first. So throwing it in, it's Riley Thompson. Dumps it to the elbow here. Now Laird on the block. Gets bumped out by Switchka defense. Now Thompson along two from the right corner. This one's strong. And chasing it down near side for that rebound is Chartier. Chartier into the front court near sideline. Now dumps it inside. Turning and facing is Hutfliss. Turned right into two big green jerseys. And had to kick it back out. Now Switch, getting a touch on the block, turns, lost it, and take it away. A steal inside for the freshman, Taylor Schrick. She'll dribble into the front court, waist high. Good pass to Langley, easy bucket at Horton off guard. And a good two inside for Langley. She's got 10. Beautiful feed by the freshman, Schrick. It's now 34-12. We got right about 105 to go in this first half of play. Dominant second quarter here for JCN. Now another Horton turnover, as it's going to be a travel against JoJo Switch. Final 63 seconds of the half, and Laird's going to come back in. Good quick minutes here for the freshman and Gwen Blattner. See how JCN wants to handle the final minute here with the ball and a big lead at 34-12. Here is Schrick into the front court from right to left. Stops in between the rings out high. Right side pass. Now Langley, they dump it down to her in the block. She's quickly doubled. And it's knocked away, and a jump ball is going to be called. Good defense backside there by Hutfliss to knock it away from Langley and force a turnover on the jump ball there. So now Horton an opportunity, 47 seconds to go. JCN's lead, 34-12. Here's Chartier into the front court from left to right. They get it to Becker on the right wing. Up top to Switch, and she lost it, and it goes beyond the midcourt stripe, and that's another turnover. The pass a little behind Switch. And that's kind of the big number you're going to look at here at halftime. Those turnovers piling up here for Horton, leading to extra possessions for JCN. And now they got 30 seconds and counting with that 34-12 lead. But Johnson gets a good look from three, nearly got it to go. And Langley had it and then lost it out of bounds. Langley couldn't quite handle the offensive rebound, knocked it out of bounds, and now Horton gets a chance with 22 seconds to go, as Carly Porter's going to check in here for Laird. Good substitution there by head coach Steve Knoll. Keep her senior post away from getting a third foul potentially. So here's Horton into the front court, 17 seconds to go and counting. Chartier to the elbow, floater, nearly banked it in, fighting for the rebound inside. Multiple bodies wrapped around that ball, and it's going to be another jump ball. Good hustle by Hutfliss here, but Jefferson County North getting the possession back, and they got 9 seconds. And I think Steve Knoll wants to take a timeout. Drawing up a play with 9 seconds to go in the half. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Checking to see if it's a 30 or a full, and it looks to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Horton led this game 16-8 after the first quarter. They have blown it open here. It's 34-12. with 9 seconds to go in the half. Balanced scoring for JCN. 10 points apiece for Abby Laird and Emily Langley. Clara Johnson also with 8. Leading scorers here for Horton, they've got Marlissa Banks with 4, and then 3 apiece from Piper Chartier and JoJo Switch. Again, the turnovers not ideal for Horton in the first half. JCN's going to have a chance here with 9 seconds to go to add to this lead before the break. So Clara Johnson fighting for it, gets it at midcourt, nearly walked with it. They get it to Schrick, a left corner 3 is an air ball, and then fighting and a jump ball called on the backside between Carly Porter and also JoJo Switch. But the possession arrow here with Jefferson County North with 4 seconds to go. So now they get a play with 4 seconds underneath their own basket. They're going to bring Laird back in. Riley Thompson's going to throw it in as well. Another sub in. Banks back in for Horton to guard the inbounds pass. And now I think they're going to switch it. They didn't switch the arrow back, so it's going to be Horton ball. Been a lot of jump balls called here in this first half. So now Horton has to go the full length of the floor, which is 4 seconds. Clara Johnson going to push the tempo a little bit up for JCN to make them throw it in pretty short. Here's Banks at half court, steps in, long 3 at the buzzer. No good, and that takes us to halftime. Dominant second quarter by Jefferson County North, and they lead this one big over Horton at the break. Our score, Jefferson County North, 34, and Horton 12. Our halftime show is next. It is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 34-12 is our score, and we'll break it down after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan at the Farmer State Bank in Holton. Finding the perfect gift that is both meaningful and long-lasting is seemingly hard these days. Opening a CD or savings account for the children in your life is a way to meet those goals. We have CD options with competitive rates and savings accounts that can be added to for all occasions. Anything you're dreaming about, start saving now at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
Member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Halftime show is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Brandon Tabman with you here from Horton High School as they're taking on Jefferson County North. Our girls score at the half, and it's all JCN, 34-12. JCN jumped out to a 16-8 first quarter lead. They outscored Horton 18-4. in that second quarter to blow this one open here, and a 22-point lead at the half. Let's go through some of the stats and numbers in the first half. Our statistics are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanke, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Balanced across the board for Jefferson County North, Abby Laird and Emily Langley each with 10 points in the first half. Abby's got 6 rebounds and Langley has 5 rebounds, so both well on pace for double-doubles. Clara Johnson, the senior guard, also with 8 points and 5 rebounds in the first half. And then they got 2 apiece from Taylor Schrick, Karina Johnson, and Carly Porter. Jefferson County North, they had 23 rebounds. They committed 7 turnovers. They were 5 of 9 from the free throw line, and they hit 1 3-point shot. For Horton, they got 4 points in the first half from Marlissa Banks. They got 3 apiece from Piper Chartier and JoJo Switch, and they also got 2 points from the freshman Bobby Becker. In the Chargers, turnovers an issue. They had 14 first half turnovers. They had 17 rebounds. They were 4 of 8 at the line and were unable to hit any 3-point shots in that first half of play. Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Halftime score and our girls game. It's Jefferson County North 34 and Horton 12. We'll take another timeout back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2024, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to give you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get internet packages as low as $20.24 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls game at the half. It's been all Jefferson County North in this NEKL showdown. They lead here at Horton 34-12. Brandon Tabman with you. Colin Feldkamp, our studio producer, just got a couple of scores. Want to throw out there real quick, and our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. We already got a girls final from the Big 7. Of course, the game you could have viewed on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, the Nemaha Central Thunder, beating the Holton Wildcats tonight by a final score of 44-29. You can catch those broadcasts again on the Holton Channel. Go to mscsports.net. Go to Listen Live and find the channel or broadcast that you prefer to view or listen to. Another girls score that we saw at the half, our game on KMZA 92-1. It was Centralia leading at Hiawatha. That score was 24-18. So just a couple of scores, as those are brought to you again by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. We'll take a final 90-second timeout. We'll come back and get you the start of the second half, where it's all Jefferson County North leading here at Horton by a score of 34-12. We're back in 90 seconds right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. Join us in Horton Tuesday, December 12th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Hiawatha on Thursday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. Special guest Santa Claus will be stopping in at our Horton location Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and our Hiawatha location on Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. All are welcome.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. They want you to know that tires are much more complicated than just black and round. That's why when purchasing tires, it's important that you buy them from people who you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire are just those guys. With the most consecutive years to date in the area, they are sure to find the right tire just for you. Call them today at 362-TIRE or visit them online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire.
Kansaland Radio.
One final time, our halftime coverage. It was brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Colin Felkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for hanging with us, making us a part of your Friday night endeavors here on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, Horton's got a lot of work to do. Jefferson County North, a 34-12 lead for the visitors in the green jerseys. It was an 18-4 advantage for JCN in quarter number two, which really put this game out in front for them. We switch sides. JCN here in the second half will go from left to right. Horton from right to left. JCN with the big lead and the opening possession of the third quarter. And quickly a pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with JCN. Good hustle by Marlissa Banks to knock that one away. And just moving a few steps up the way to throw it in is the sophomore Riley Thompson. Nice handoff to Clara Johnson. Coast to coast and down the sideline. She lays it in. Takes a handoff and just diving to the bucket. And Clara Johnson joining Abby Laird and Emily Langley. Those three each have 10 points, and it's 36-12. And now Laird comes away with a steal. Laird going coast to coast. She'll take it all the way. Floats it up and in. Just like that, a quick 4-0 burst here. Laird's got 12, and now a whistle and a timeout just like that for Gary Sorensen, and he is not happy. Well, now his team has started the first 28 seconds as it's now 38-12 in favor of Jefferson County North. So it's a 30-second timeout. Of course, the timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Glancing ahead for both of these teams prior to the holiday break, Horton will have Pleasant Ridge coming up next on Tuesday, and then a week from tonight they'll take on Jackson Heights. And then the following Tuesday, December 19th, before the break, they'll be here at home against ACCHS. Jefferson County North will be off until next Thursday. They'll play a non-league game on the road at Troy. So out of the timeout, 38-12. And now Horton losing it at midcourt. They turn it over again. Abby Laird, another steal, muscled her way up, threw up a shot, gets her own miss. And her second attempt, no. When she's fouled, she'll shoot two. Laird, 12 points, 6 rebounds in the game so far. She's 5 for 6 at the line. She'll shoot two more. And the first foul here in the second half on Horton will be against Carly Hutfliss, and that is her second. And Laird in and out on the first free throw. She was honorable mention All-State last season, first team All-League. She was averaging 10 points and 9 rebounds. And then here through the first two games of her senior season, she's averaging over 13 and 11. And right now she made that second free throw. She goes 1 for 2 there. She's already at 13 points tonight and 6 rebounds. 39-12 A 5-0 start here for JCN in quarter number three as we're coming up on a minute in. Horton finally kind of settles into the front court here. JoJo switch with the touch. They hand it back off to Chartier at the top of the key. Now Banks has it on the right wing. JCN going man-to-man here. Hufflis at the top of the key. Chartier, nice ball fake. Gets inside the numbers. Shot, no. It was partially blocked, but chasing it down was Hufflis in the corner. Her three try is no good, and it's deflected out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Jefferson County North. And all JCN since about midway through that first quarter. They've continued to build on this lead, and they now lead it 39-12 with the ball. Here's Schrick, the freshman, left wing. Now Langley looking for Laird inside, but just too much mustard on the pass, and it's thrown out of bounds. And that is turnover number 8 against Jefferson County North. 39-12, their lead, 6.5 minutes to go in the third. Here's Horton back into the front court from right to left. Freshman Banks bouncing it up top to Hufflis. Left side pass on the wing. It goes to Chartier. Chartier works back to the top of the key. Now muscles her way inside. Kicks it back up top. Here is switch, a left wing three. This one off the heel. Banks able to grab the rebound and then a whistle and a jump ball. The common call that we saw in the first half was a jump ball. There was a ton of them. And now another one here in the third quarter. The possession arrow keeps it with Horton. Here's switch, right side on the wing. They dump it down quickly. Chartier, turnaround is no good, and not happy with the foul call is Clara Johnson. She stayed pretty straight up with that defense. But Johnson picks up her second, and this puts Piper Chartier to the free throw line to shoot two. Chartier, 3 points tonight, all from the stripe. She's 3-for-4 there. And her first here is nothing but nylon. And she's got four, first point in the second half here. For Horton, it's now 39-13. Chartier, two dribbles. And left it short, just grazing the front iron. And then chasing it down was Riley Thompson for the rebound. And then she is bumped and fouled on the far sideline. They get, I think, Becker here, the freshman. They do. That's her second, team foul number two. So we're 2 minutes in, six to go, quarter number three. 39-13, it's all JCN. Into the front court from left to right, it's Schrick working towards the wing. Stop there, had it knocked away, it's picked off. Good steal by Chartier. Chartier wants to go coast-to-coast on Laird. Not the best decision. Grabbing the miss is Huntless, and then she is tied up, but then had it taken away. Coming away with the steal that time, Riley Thompson. And Laird quickly into the front court. She stops on a dime at the top of the key, and she is bumped and fouled by Huntless. That'll be her third. And team foul number three. To the far sideline, it'll be Riley Thompson to throw it in, right in front of her own bench. Dumps it into the left corner, and then it's taken away. Another steal. Hufflis has this one. And then they throw it away once again. This time it's Clara Johnson coming away with one. 2-on-3 break, advantage Horton, and a foul is called. It's going to be on the floor, and that's already 4 team fouls against Horton. And we still got 5:25 left in this third quarter, so now it's going to be bonus time the rest of the way for JCN. They get the foul on JoJo Switch. That is her second. Riley Thompson will throw it in. Left side of her own backboard. Laird is out. And they bring on Gwen Blattner. They go inside to Blattner. Rejected by Switch. And Banks chasing it down at the top of the key there. And then Banks getting caught inside on a good defensive effort there by Clara Johnson. And she traveled with it. 19 turnovers in the game for Horton. Not quite 3 minutes into this third. Here is Karina Johnson, or correction, Clara Johnson, excuse me, who drives in from the right corner. Langley, nobody boxing her out. And now 12 in the game for Langley to go along with 6 rebounds. That's a second chance bucket, and it's 41-13. All JCN here in this first game tonight. Here's Switch underneath, good positioning, shot up no, tipping around a couple times by Langley, and she's able to grab that miss. Here's Clara Johnson, nice little Euro step, layup good in transition, working around Piper Chartier, and Clara Johnson now has 12. 43-13, it's now a 30-point advantage here for Jefferson County North. We got 4.5 minutes left in this third period. Here's Chartier, left side on the wing, holding the dribble. Now up top it goes to Becker, turns down the three. Now Banks has it, driving in from the right wing, and throws a shot up That rolls off, no, and a rebound, but a foul they actually call here on the shot. Langley was just standing there. They get Langley with her, believe her first. That is her first, and now this will put the freshman Marlissa Banks at the line to shoot a couple of free throws. And the first free throw, no. Marlissa Banks, a freshman, she scored 13 against McLeod. She scored 10 against Valley Falls Tuesday night, and she has 4 here tonight. Kind of a line change substitution here for JCN. Karina Johnson's back in. Carly Porter's back in. Joining Clara Johnson, Abby Laird. And also, well, they took out Langley. Correction there. But the second one is missed, and a rebound for Karina Johnson. Here's a move inside by Porter. Shot partially blocked, deflected out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Horton. It was a nice move by the freshman Carly Porter, getting around her defender, pulling up a little midi from 12. Just unable to connect. Halfway down, halfway to go in this third quarter of action. And right now, Jefferson County North has a 30-point advantage at 43-13. It was a baseline drive, partially blocked there. Good defense there by Clara Johnson. Clears the miss. She wants to go coast to coast. Layup good. Left side off the window with the right hand. Just a finesse shot up and banked it in. 14 now in the game for Clara Johnson to lead all scorers, and it's 45-13. Horton has scored just 1 point here in the third quarter. JCN, a dominant performance here tonight, coming off that loss to Morehill Mounts Academy on Tuesday. It's a short corner shot, no, tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay here with Horton. 3:21 to go in the frame. It is 45-13, Jefferson County North. And back into the game is the freshman, Taylor Schrick, replacing the senior in Clara Johnson. Horton to throw it in, looking left side. They get it into Becker, works it back around the perimeter, up to the top of the key, and hands it off to Chartier right there, who backs up near midcourt. Man-to-man defense, and a near steal by Porter, deflect the pass out of bounds there, and into the Horton bench. And Horton retains this possession. They get it into the corner here with JoJo Switch. Now Banks on the wing, working towards the corner. Now driving underneath the bucket. Little reverse layup and rejected by Laird. Good defense, and now fighting for the miss and another jump ball as Schrick grabbed the miss and then quickly got tied up. But the pointing arrow far away at the scorer's table, pointing back to the right side, which gives it to Jefferson County North. 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. 45-13, JCN with the ball in the big-time lead, but it's knocked away out of the hands of Schrick at the top of the key, and then it's tied up, and another jump ball. 4 turnovers here in the quarter, 11 in the game for Jefferson County North. Right now, they have dominated this game. The Chargers, well, of course, both teams, of course, are the Chargers. Horton has scored just 5 points since the first quarter. And now there's a steal right at midcourt. Here's a coast-to-coast opportunity, but Banks knocked it out of bounds. Way to get back. Marlissa Banks to save a layup, and they're going to say it's off the foot and out of bounds of Taylor Schrick, who got that steal. So it will be Horton basketball, 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter. It's Chartier back into the front court from right to left. Works it into the corner. Spins off Schrick. Looking for Hutfliss. And Hutfliss has to chase it from going out of bounds near midcourt. Now picks up the dribble and now bouncing it to nobody in the corner. And another turnover. Here comes the line change. Riley Thompson, Emily Langley. And Clara Johnson all checking back in. But right now, it is all JCN, a 45-13 lead as we're coming up on the final 2 minutes of this third quarter. Here's Riley Thompson with the basketball. Up top, it goes to Corina Johnson. Now Langley, nice little dump down, shot short, and fighting for the rebound, saved into the corner by Langley to keep the possession alive. Langley doing a little bit of everything there. Now Clara Johnson has it, top of the key, a second chance opportunity here for JCN. And now a bump and a foul. They get JoJo Switch here with her third, and that's going to put, I believe it's going to be Schrick at the line for two, as it's bonus time the rest of the way. 1:45 to go in the quarter. Jefferson County North is going to get two free throws here. And is that five fouls on Chartier? There was miscommunication at the scorer's table. But this is actually Karina Johnson who's going to shoot two here for JCN. And the first, missed everything but backboard, no. 45-13, Jefferson County North, .45 to go in this third quarter. Brandon Tamman with you, Colin Felkamp, our studio producer. Here on KNZA, of course, we'll have another scoreboard show tonight with Jake and Boz, recapping all the area action. Second free throw also no, it was strong. And Banks grabbing the rebound and quickly tied up by Langley. Possession arrow is going to keep it here, though, with Jefferson County North. This might be a record for me in terms of how many times we've had a jump ball called. Now Langley throws up a shot. She is blasted to the floor, and that's a foul. She'll shoot two. With a minute 40 to go. They get Carly Hutfliss with this foul. That is her fourth. Emily Langley will shoot two. First time at the line for her tonight. 45% through the first two games. And strong no on this first attempt here. 12 points tonight. She's also got 8 rebounds. Averaged a near double-double a year ago at 10 points and 9 boards. Second no. Missed it strong, but chasing it down in the corner. Deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay with JCN. Horton just having a tough time getting the possession back. So throwing it in, it's going to be Riley Thompson near the far side corner. Dumps it into Clara Johnson, and then she is quickly tied up. And you guessed it, folks, another jump ball. And it goes back to Horton this time. So they do get that possession back. And Banks will bring it into the front court, but then dumping it right back to Chartier, who casually brings it across the midcourt stripe from right to left. We're under 90 seconds to go in the third. And again, a game that's been all Jefferson County North. Now Horton turns it over again. Another errant pass that goes out of bounds. Here's Abby Laird back into the game for JCN. She's had a monster night, 13 points and 6 rebounds. The balanced scoring tonight for JCN. Clara Johnson with 14, Laird with 13, Langley with 12. And speaking of Clara Johnson with those 14 points, dribbles hard here into the front court, had it knocked away from behind and out of bounds. Good hustle by Banks again to knock that one away, but JCN will keep it. Coming back into the game, the freshman Cheyenne Cummins, who's played sporadically here tonight. Langley gets a dump down here on the block, turns into switch, and forces her back to the free throw line. Kicks it right. This is Schrick, and now Schrick's pass airmailed out of bounds to head coach Steve Nolan. A turnover by JCN. So it's been a little sloppy for both teams here in the third quarter. We're down to the final minute of this third. It's 45-13, Jefferson County North. Here is Chartier, right wing. Banks gets it at the top of the circle. Now hands it right back to Chartier as JCN goes man-to-man here. Banks spinning away from a defender. Drives it on Langley. Missed the shot. Trying to fight for her own rebound. Ball's on the deck. We're going to get another jump ball. And the possession arrow back to JCN with 42 seconds to go. It's been a little sporadic tonight for the freshmen for Horton and Marlissa Banks, but I'll tell you what, she is hustling more than about anybody out there here tonight. And you gotta love to see that if you're Gary Sorensen and the coaching staff. Johnson, a drive straight down the middle, gets a yell from Laird and an easy two for Clara Johnson, who now has 16. It is 47-13 at Jefferson County North. We got 24 seconds to go in this quarter. Now we get a whistle. At 23 seconds to go, foul against JCN on the perimeter. They get Schrick with her second. And the third team foul against JCN. Chartier to throw it in. Dumps it into Becker. Right back to Chartier, high left on the wing. Now works it back to the top of the key. Banks gets it left side. They go inside. Here's a shot by Cummins off the back 10. No. But a rebound here for Clara Johnson, who wants to work it coast to coast. 8 seconds to go. Throws up a wild shot. That one is no good. Rebound for Cummins. Just 4 seconds to go here. I don't think Horton sees the time. They won't, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So the dominance continues here for Jefferson County North. We're down to the fourth quarter as JCN leads here at Horton, 47-13. Fourth quarter action is coming your way next, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Final quarter here in the girls' game tonight. It's been all Jefferson County North. They lead Horton 47-13. Horton did not score a field goal in that third quarter. They had just one free throw go. It was a 13-1 third quarter advantage for Jefferson County North. And we start the fourth quarter. Horton with the basketball. Again, 47-13. It's been all JCN here in this one. As, of course, we'll have the boys' game in the nightcap. There's a missed shot inside. A rebound for Langley. Langley approaching a double-double here tonight. Near travel across midcourt by Clara Johnson, but hands it off to the freshman and Trick. Trick guarded here by Chartier. They get Langley at the block, turning, firing, and is bumped and fouled. And with the 30-plus point lead, we will have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. As they get JoJo Switch with her fourth foul. And this will put Langley at the line to shoot two. Langley's 0 for 2 tonight at the stripe. She's got 12 points and 9 rebounds, but she connects on the first attempt here. She's got 13. 48-13 is the score tonight, as we'll have a quick moving fourth quarter. Second is good. 14 for Emily Langley, and it's 49-13. Again, Horton under Gary Sorensen on the 1-1 start. They're going to drop their second here tonight on the young season. There's a whistle and a foul inside. I think they get Laird. Or correction, no. They get Riley Thompson with her second. JCN's first team foul, and now we're going to get a lineup change here for Jefferson County North. Karina Johnson. As, again, emptying the bench here, Ava Knoll, who's a sophomore, is into the game. Also, Michael Lee. And Banks, right off the inbounds, hits a triple. That's the first three tonight for Horton, makes it 49-16. Here's Ava Knoll, baseline drive, trying to dump it down to Lee inside, and Lee had it knocked away. Now Horton's going to empty their bench as well. Ella Sturton, Aubrey Wilson, Jaden Blacksmith, also Elena Switch. So a lot of young kids getting there. Some good minutes here with this big-time lead. There's a missed shot inside, and coming away with a steal here is Horton. That's a turnover by JCN. Coming up on 5 minutes to go. Here's a three that's nearly went down for Blacksmith, and a second chance is no good by Sturton, and JCN with a rebound here by Ava Knoll. Here's Knoll, top of the key. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, running clock here in the fourth quarter. Here's Steele, Blattner chasing it down. Now an airmailed three that's going to go out of bounds. This one missed by Porter. This is Holly Kosanke, a freshman who is now into the game. So all the reserves in for both of the teams here as we're nearing the halfway point of the running clock, fourth quarter. Another three nearly banked in by Pamami, who was in here for Horton. They get the rebound, though, with the freshman Elena Switch, Cousins with JoJo Switch, and a turnover by Horton on the far side of the floor. 49-16, Jefferson County North reserves in for both sides. Running clock, we're about to the halfway point. As here's a short jumper, it's an air ball. Left side, rebound for Horton. As Elena Switch, a couple of rebounds here in this quarter for Horton. So again, both teams will finish tonight as we get a whistle and a foul underneath. It's on the floor. As it was Pamami who was driving inside. They get Carly Porter with her first. Now they go inside. It's a blocked shot. And pushing the tempo here is Kosanke. And now a shot that is good. That's Carly Porter with the right side bucket from about 15. 51-16 is our score. Now Horton turns it over. Working into the front court here, stopping, kicking. Shot is up off the window by Ava Knoll. 53-16. It's now about 3 minutes to go in this running clock fourth quarter. 53-16, a dominant night here for JCN. A three on the other end, strong off the heel. Tipped around a couple of times, fighting for the rebound underneath. And a whistle, either a foul or a jump ball. I think they get a foul here on Horton. I think it's Aubrey Wilson who got that foul. It is. The sophomore picks up her first. So, again, the running clock. We're under 2:40. JCN will be off until next Thursday. They'll go to Troy and then play back-to-back nights. They'll get Oskaloosa at home on Friday. Here's a short three from the left corner. Horton gets the rebound here. As the freshman Cummins has her third rebound tonight. Played sporadically in the first half. Chargers will be back, or I should say Horton, of course, both teams of the Chargers. Horton will be back in action on the road Tuesday at Pleasant Ridge. Here's a shot from the left wing, nearly banked in, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up by Elena Switch, and a second chance, though, this time by Wilson, and deflected out of bounds, and Horton will keep it. Under 2 minutes and counting in this running clock fourth quarter. JCN 53, Horton 16. Right at the elbow, a triple team, and that's going to be a steal taken away by Jefferson County North. Turnovers were a big issue tonight for Horton. Here's Karina Johnson, a little step-in move to get a jump shot off. That one is off the iron. And a rebound for Aubrey Wilson, pushing the tempo here for Horton. They get it underneath on the block, and nearly having it taken away was Elena Switch, but gets it back up top here to Pamami, who drives in, had it ripped away, and this should be a jump ball. And it'll go back to Jefferson County North. So we're down to a minute 10. Quick moving with the running clock here. Of course, we'll have the boys' game coming up. Should be a very entertaining boys' game tonight. Of course, Jefferson County North, they got some kids nursing some injuries still from the football season. Incredible year for JCN, making a run to the Class 1A state championship game. There's another battle and a scrum inside. Horton picks it up here. Turnover JCN. Final 45 seconds. Now it's knocked out of bounds. Horton will keep it. The final 40 seconds and counting of this game. JCN's going to improve to 2-1. Horton's going to drop to 1-2. All three for both teams' league contests. Wide open inside. Layup. No. And that one missed, and getting her own rebound was Sturton. Now 20 seconds. Sturton gets another try inside, and she's going to be fouled, and that'll take us down to the final second. So Ella Sturton's going to shoot two, and then the game will be over after that. They'll stop the clock at about 1 or 2 seconds here to let her shoot. They got the foul on Kosanke, and the first free throw, no. They stop it at 1 second. This will end the game. Sturton trying to get into the books. Scored two against McLeod. Trying to get a dash here. Second short. Tipped. And that'll do it. A dominant performance by Jefferson County North here on the road. 53-16. It was utter dominance from start to finish. JCN now 2-1. Horton drops to 1-2. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll close out the girls' game when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It was a dominant effort in the girls' game for Jefferson County North. They blast Horton here on the road, 53-16, with a running clock in effect the entire fourth quarter. JCN now 2-1 on the year, all league contests. Horton drops to 1-2. Also, all league contests as well. Our stats from the game tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms, Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. In JCN, massive balanced scoring from their top three seniors. They were led by Clara Johnson, 16 points and 7 rebounds. Abby Laird, 13 points and 6 rebounds. A near double-double as well for Emily Langley. She had 14 points and 9 rebounds. Elsewhere, they got 4 points from Carly Porter, and then 2 points apiece from Ava Knoll, Karina Johnson, and Taylor Schrick. JCN committed 16 turnovers. They had 34 rebounds. They were 8 of 17 at the free throw line, and they hit 1 3-point shot. For Horton again, dropping to 1-2, they were led in the game by the freshman Marlissa Banks, who had 7 points. She had 4 rebounds as well. Piper Chartier with 4 points. They got 3 from JoJo Switch. They got 2 from Bobby Becker. Carly Hutfliss did not score tonight, but she did have 8 rebounds. And Hutzlis came into the game averaging over 15.5 points per game through the first two. Turnovers a big issue for Horton tonight. They commit 27 turnovers. They had 31 total rebounds. They were 5 of 14 at the free throw line. And just like JCN, they hit just one three-point shot. Again, this score was 16-8, Jefferson County North, after the first quarter. But after the first quarter, JCN outscored Horton 37-8 the rest of the game. And again, running clock in the fourth quarter, both teams emptying their benches and a lot of underclassmen getting some opportunities for the final few minutes of tonight's game. But again, impressive here for JCN as they win it big, 53-16. Now time for our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. As we look at, again, Jefferson County North, their trio of seniors, Monster Knights across the board. We're going to go with Clara Johnson, though, because just 8.5 points per game through the first two, and she was only averaging 2 rebounds per game, but didn't play in the fourth quarter, again, with the big lead in the running clock, but through three quarters of action, 16 points and 7 rebounds, just really a dominant force. Of course, Abby Laird, Emily Langley, both had big nights as well, but Clara Johnson, our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that's going to end the first half of our broadcast here tonight. The boys' game is coming up as Horton comes in with a record of 2-0. And Jefferson County North, just one game in, they are 0-1, coming off a loss on Tuesday to Moore Hill Mounts Academy. So we're going to step aside. Colin's going to take care of you here for about 15 minutes or so. They're doing some announcements before they get the boys out here to start their warm-up. So about a 15-minute break here, and then we'll come back and get you set for the nightcap and the boys' game between Horton and Jefferson County North. Again, the final in the girls' game, Jefferson County North 53 and Horton 16. Back in a tight 15 right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3255. 3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. Join us in Horton Tuesday, December 12th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Hiawatha on Thursday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. Special guest Santa Claus will be stopping in at our Horton location Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and our Hiawatha location on Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. All are welcome.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaslands News.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msknews.net.
The Brown County Sheriff's Office Drug Task Force had a very busy December 1st, arresting five individuals following the execution of three search warrants. According to a release from Brown County Sheriff John Burchett, two Powhatan residents were arrested after a search warrant was served at 208 South Center Street in Powhatan. At the conclusion of the investigation, 46-year-old Brad Donahue was arrested on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 41-year-old Stacy O'Danion was arrested on charges of possession of meth, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and obstruction. Also on the evening of December 1st, merchants at three Hiawatha residents were arrested after two search warrants were initiated simultaneously on two apartments at 715 and a half Oregon Street in Hiawatha. 60-year-old Ryan Emery was arrested on charges of possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. Brenda Emery was arrested on charges of possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. In addition, 68-year-old Renee Trotter was arrested on charges of possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. All five were booked into the Brown County Jail, but have since been released on bond. The Hiawatha Police Department assisted. A second person.